More than 500 hospital beds in Shelby County are now occupied by COVID-19 patients, according to the health department. WKNO's Katie Reardon reports that the threshold has arrived a month sooner than predicted.
Almost a third of the 501 COVID-19 hospitalizations as of Monday were in the ICU. That's not including over 50 people still waiting for test results. More cases are expected as a result of Thanksgiving gatherings and activities, says Health Department Director Dr. Lisa Haushalter.
If we look several weeks out and we anticipate a surge, even if it's a small surge from Thanksgiving, we are going to have significant challenges in the hospital systems around the Christmas holiday.
The most significant challenge, says Haushalter, is a growing shortage of nurses, especially those trained to deal with critically ill patients. Extra help could come from enlisting retired professionals or tapping local medical schools for their faculty and students. Several local hospitals temporarily suspended elective procedures for several days this week to manage strapped resources. Looking ahead, Haushalter says even more trained personnel, such as nurses, EMTs, and pharmacists, will need to be recruited to administer vaccines. The first round, expected as soon as mid-December, as of now, will go to frontline hospital workers, first responders, and long-term care facilities.
We need to be able to administer that in the field, so we anticipate at the current time having two sites available for providing vaccine. Ideally, that'll be drive-through sites, and that we may need anywhere from 25 to 35 people per shift.
More details about the vaccination rollout plan are expected later this week. For WKNO News, I'm Katie Reardon.